You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with this hour on radio, it's a bit of a variety hour where for the next hour, I'll be playing you guys some music as well as doing a little bit of a talk radio thing. And by talk radio, I mean blabbing on the radio airways and talking about me. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. How is everything going with you guys? I'm back at school. It's my my season finale at SFU. This is my last semester at school, which is both very exciting. I never thought I would get here, honestly. Like, it's been like almost 6 years doing a stupid undergrad, way too long. But you know, also maybe like a little bittersweet, and you know, maybe a little bit bittersweet in terms of like my hours on radio. Like, it's been quite a long time. I've been, you know, coming and popping in for the odd like open mic sesh, formerly Jambalaya when I started working here. So yeah, like, you know, happy to be doing this like last semester here at SFU. Maybe just a quick heads up for those who, I know I've got such adoring listeners who come every week to listen to me, surely, but I'm going to be moving my program. Maybe I'll know by the end of this program, we'll see, but I'm not going to be in this Thursday 1 p.m. slot anymore, just because it conflicts with one of my classes. So we'll see where I end up. Maybe I'll be able to let you guys know by the end of the show, but nonetheless, I will still be around the station. So yeah, I've got a great term to look forward to. Man, it's good to be back in the studio. I've been kind of taking like a semi-hiatus. It's quite a long way for me to get to school sometimes. So for the last 2 weeks, I've been doing my show from the comforts of my own home, which means my cracked out gamer headset that like sounds really bad is not the medium for this week. So happy to be back in the studio. Had a very good restful break. My partner's out of town, so I've been at home on my own, kind of doing a lot of what I would say resting, but what most people would say brain rotting. I got back into this game I used to play like 6 years ago in high school called Hearthstone. It's like a digital card game. The game I had to quit because it's a very easy game to pick up when you think you've got 15 minutes, and slowly 15 minutes turns into like 4 hours, but just like the loop of the game is very quick and it's very easy to like go again. And so I had to quit it in high school because it was just like getting in the way of my productivity a little bit. And lo and behold, didn't have this on my 2025 bingo sheet. But beginning of the year, I'm already addicted to Hearthstone. Yesterday I went to work, got home at like 10 and then played Hearthstone for like 3-4 hours until 1 a.m. Needless to say, I'm pretty addicted to Hearthstone. It's fun to revisit the game, and also like all my friends are getting back into it too, so it's fun to play with my friends. And more than ever, I sound like a spokesperson for the Hearthstone game, but like I think if you guys care to hear, I think this game, when I was playing it when I was a teenager, it was like pretty difficult to like get a good deck. I had some real big qualms with the game about the way it kind of power creeps. You kind of have to like, it's a trading card game, and like any other trading card game, you kind of have to keep up with like the meta decks. So it means like spending money and catching up just so you can play the game, and you know, doing a lot of like grinding just to like be able to, you know, afford the cards just to play the game. Now they've made the game super free to play friendly, so I was able to jump back in, was able to like just create a new deck and just like play with like the most recent meta deck. So needless to say, that like got me really hooked. I could just get right back into playing ranked right away, so that was We'll see. Maybe to my detriment, but, and, you know, with school starting, and, you know, maybe not the greatest thing ever, but, you know, I'm going to enjoy it while I can. I've been dealing with a little bit of a mouse problem at home, too. It's a little bit annoying, and it's kind of like a big stress. I've been finding mouse droppings in my bed, and, you know, my pantry's been, I've been finding holes in all my tea and my rice and stuff, but for a couple days, I borrowed my friend's cat. This cat is an orange tabby cat named Chungus. The goodest little boy you've ever seen. Super nice of my friend Danny to lend me. And I never had, like, pets growing up. And, you know, honestly, have never, until most recently, taken care of an animal. But it was super nice to have, like, a little kitty around, especially since I'm just, like, home alone and it's just me in my flat. But for 3 days, I had a glorious 3 days with this little kitty just, like, you know, hanging out, and we, like, watched tons of movies, and I, you know, it was nice to, like, have an excuse to go home and, like, not go hang out with my friends and just, like, oh, I gotta go feed the cat and stuff. And Chungus was such a cute little kitty. Didn't catch any mice, unfortunately, but, you know, what Chungus lacked in mouse catching, made up for in love and care. Chungus was very shy the first night, but the second night was definitely more comfortable in my space, and every night would come and sleep with me, which was, like, super, super cute. Like, never had a cat come and crawl into bed with me. It was super cute, too. Like, oh my god, like, he would follow me around and, like, follow me around with all my, like, bedtime, like, you know, turning off all the lights and going to the bathroom to, you know, brush my teeth, and he would just follow me everywhere. And then once he saw that I climbed to bed, he would climb into bed with me. But he's, like, you know, not the most convenient sleeper. He likes to sleep, like, right on top of my legs. So it was, like, always really awkward and, like, hurt my back a lot. Like, just, like, if he's going to sleep with me, has to sleep, like, right on top of my shins. So that was super cute. But, you know, needless to say, I had a little bit of a, you know, kink in my back for a couple days while Chungus was there. And then next thing I knew, Danny came to pick up Chungus, and the house has been super quiet ever since. And no mouse. Maybe the mouse was scared off. I really hope that's the case. Every day I come home from school or work, and I do, like, a lap around the house to see if there's any mouse droppings anywhere. But I think I'm in the clear. Maybe the mouse moved out, but we'll see. So that was a little snapshot of my winter break there. But you guys didn't come here to listen to me blab. You guys came here for music, I hope. So let's get into some music here. For my first track this week, I've got a song by the band Cheer from their album Pure Mass Detection. Here is Intersections on CJSF 90.1 FM. And welcome back. That last couple of tracks were by a band called Heliophage, off an album called A Cult of Weird Horrible People. That last song, 13 Against 1, in case you couldn't tell. In the light of the new year, I'm not usually one to make like New Year's resolutions. Usually I kind of take on a little bit of a cynical opinion on New Year's resolutions, in the sense of like, it's like a weird time to like make New Year's resolutions. I always feel like New Year's resolutions, especially like those that are kind of more like active based, I feel like the best time maybe was the summer solstice or something, like when it's like a good time to get into running, or like, you know, a good time to withhold from drinking when all your friends are like drinking, you know. That being said, I am doing a dry January this month, but albeit like I feel like it's kind of easy, like people are kind of like in, you know, the weeds for work, like everyone just got off the holiday season, so everyone's back to work, and you know, school started, so like nobody's like really inviting me to go out, you know, on a whim like they would be in during the summer, you know. So I think it's like, you know, I'm 9 days into dry January here, but like I feel like it's gonna be super easy in terms of just like, you know, yeah, I'm not going out to drink tonight, you know. That being said, like, I do work in a bar. The temptation's there for sure. There was, like, this really good stout that we got. Like, I work at Strathcona Beer. So they had this really awesome, like, this is not promotion for them, you know, but, you know, there was a really good stout that they had. I've been, like, super into stouts, like, as many are. It's kind of the winter season, the time to be drinking dark beers. But they had a creme brulee stout, which was, like, super, like, I'd almost describe it as like baby's first stout. Like, it's very easy drinking. It's like kind of on the sweeter side. There's kind of like a lot of notes of vanilla to it, you know. So super great. And they got it back, and you know, everybody wanted to try, but like I, you know, that was kind of like my temptation moment. Like, oh, they've got my favorite beer, and like I love to drink stouts. Like, I love Guinness. I love porters and dark ales and all the sorts. But you know, I think that was the only time there was a temptation to, like, you know, break the dry January there. But, like, you know, if I were to make one real, I think my one real New Year's resolution this year is to watch less, like, YouTube and consume kind of more meaningful media, whether that be, like, listening to podcasts more, or, you know, even just tuning into CJSF in my free time. Or like trying to, like, you know, I feel like I think I fall into the trap like many other people of just like throwing on the playlist, and you know, it's always like I'm always listening to the same songs, the same music, you know, and or I'm clicking. I'm a big like a big liked songs proponent. I always like, you know, if I'm walking to work, like I'm flicking on the first song on my like tracks, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of just a default, you know. I just kind of listen to the same bangers over and over again, you know. I think I want to consume more meaningful media, in the sense of like, I know I'm not gonna like totally cut out my screen time and cut out all that, but like, you know, I think I want to stop scrolling, and instead like I could be putting that time to watch a movie. So this winter break, I've been, you know, consciously not trying to, like, I think, you know, also, like, not trying to sit at my desk, because that's, like, the YouTube station, you know. And I mean, you know, granted, I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone, like I said earlier, before the break, but I've been, you know, I've been sitting down at my couch and, like, you know, watching more movies. I watched some really good movies this week. I watched 3 movies. If you want to hear about them, I watched a really good movie that I was a little bit, like, you know, I was a little bit skeptical about, but maybe I've come around a little bit too. It's a movie called Perfect Days. It's a Japanese film about this toilet cleaner who kind of lives like a very like regimented and mundane life. It's kind of a movie about you know, how I think it almost speaks to me in the way it's like, this guy's like a toilet cleaner, but like, you know, he's got so much more potential and so much more he wants to do with his life. Like, he loves taking photos and, you know, he loves the simple things like going to his local restaurant spots and eating and collecting cassette tapes and listening to music and, you know, like riding his bike on the weekend. But, you know, almost like his version of perfect days, you know, is he doesn't need to have like a fulfilling career. Like what his peers and his family might be telling him about, like, getting a real job. Like, you know, your job can be, you know, just a means for you to get to your hobbies. And, you know, it's dramatized as well. And there's a little bit of him, you know, feeling stuck at his job. But, like, it's a very good movie. Finally got around to watching that Greta Gerwig movie, Lady Bird. Been meaning to have that on my list for a really long time after watching the Barbie movie. I feel like it was, it's like scratched an itch of like that, you know, coming of age movie, like very easy watching, kind of just a drama. And the last movie I watched, I have to find the title of it. It was a Steven Yeun movie. The title of the movie was like the Korean word for like the Asian vegetable watercress. Let's see if I can find it. It's called Minari. Also a very good movie. I'm a big fan of Steven Yeun. Loved him in The Walking Dead. Glenn was like my favorite character when I was a kid. Maybe just because of like maybe the Asian representation in television, I just thought he was like super cool. Plus, I had a big crush on the actress that played Maggie in Breaking Bad. And, you know, nice to see a brother get it out there, you know what I mean? I was really rooting for him, you know, especially reading the comics, too. Also really loved last year, or I guess it was 2 years ago, the show Beef. I thought he was, like, really funny in that show as well. So, Minari was also a really good movie, just about, like, a Korean family, you know, moving to Arkansas and trying to grow Korean vegetables in America, and, you know, the hardships of kind of being in an agricultural industry, because, like, you know, ultimately, like, farming being the cornerstone of, like, America kind of thing is, like, not a, you know, super profitable venture. So those are kind of my recommendations of the movies that I've been watching, and, you know, I think it's good to do that.